May the Lord help us to commence by singing part of hymn number 130. We'll omit verse 5. Christ is the eternal rock on which his church is built, the shepherd of his little flock, the lamb that took our guilt, our counselor, our guide, our brother and our friend, the bridegroom of his chosen bride, who loves her to the end. Hymn 130, omitting verse 5.
Let us read together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, commenced in the read at verse 13. Verse 13, Luke 24. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is a third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the scriptures, he expounded unto them. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and gracious and merciful Lord God, it is thy mercy and kindness that we see the light and dawn of another Sabbath day, and we do thank thee for all the many, many mercies indeed that are bestowed upon us and have been to the present moment of time. For mercies countless as the sands which daily we receive. Lord, we do desire to humbly acknowledge all thy goodness and all thy kindness, thy divine faithfulness, thy love, thy mercy. Lord, that we think of the things of providence and of grace. We think, dear Lord, of the provision daily that we have and receive, our food and drink, and we think of our clothing and our homes, the warmth of our home, and the comforts that we have, many mercies indeed that are daily loaded upon us. We thank thee for loved ones. And we do thank thee, Lord, for the supply and goodness of health and strength and use of natural faculties, all the mercies, the beds that we lie on, the roof over our heads. We thank thee for thy house. Oh, we thank that we're spared once again to see another Sunday. Lord, we pray that we may indeed have thy blessing resting upon us here this day. Lord, then we thank thee for all these things. And Lord, there are those that perhaps have special reasons for thanksgiving and praise, as personally we do. Lord, for thy goodness and mercy to one, Lord, that has been under a surgeon's hand and been brought through. And above all our doubts and fears, it is found with us now here in this house of God. Lord, we render thanksgiving and praise to thee. We acknowledge thy mercy and kindness. And we pray thou'lt go on. Oh, for that grace and help to ask still for more. Lord, not because we are worthy, but for thine own great namesake. Then, Lord, do help. And dear Lord, we do pray thou'lt remember any, Lord, that indeed, for some reason or other, Lord, is a reason to thank thee for thy goodness and kindness to them, making the rough place plain and the crooked things straight. Lord, do bless then thy people with true and thankful hearts and hearts melted down with a sense of thy goodness and kindness unto us. Now, Lord, we come into thy courts and we pray thy help and thy presence and thy blessing to rest upon us here this day. Oh, that it may not pass by, Lord, without there being something done in thy great and holy name. Dear Lord, we've just read a most wonderful account of thy glorious resurrection, and oh, and that door that was made known to thy disciples. And we pray that some of these things might be made known even to us this day, Lord. And we pray thou wilt then clothe the word of thy grace with divine power, Lord. We read that thy word shall not return to thee void, but it shall accomplish that whereto thou pleasest send it. Then may it please thee, dear Lord, to send thy word to sinner's heart. It may be sealed home there, sealed in the heart by the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. Then, dear Lord Jesus, do come and do meet with us, or we do pray. Lord, we have read, then he opened their understanding. Oh, and we ask and pray thou would open our hearts this day. Oh, to and understand thy word. And oh, that there may be then a pouring in and a pouring out thy good pleasure, thy heavenly mind and will, the things of Jesus and the things of eternity, that sinners may indeed be fitting, prepared for eternity. Others may be encouraged in the way and in the path of life. There may be, dear Lord, that putting forth then of thy hand, and that there may be, Lord, then thy blessing. That blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Oh, Lord, do come and do help us. We do pray. And yet, dear Lord, when we turn from this, Lord, and we think of ourselves, oh, and think of all thy goodness and mercy and thy kindness to us, Lord, and then we think of what we are. Oh, sinners of the deepest dye, if one may speak for others. Lord, we are sinners, and that needs no proof. But, Lord, we hope by thy grace that some of us at least, oh, that it may be all of us, ere any of us close our eyes in death, will be made sensible sinners, so that we're found seeking mercy, peace and pardon and forgiveness, and come with that broken heart and that contrite spirit, that heart that will not despise, that sacrifice that thou wilt not despise, then hear our prayer. And Lord, and if our, as the hymn writer says, if our heart be not broken, break and heal it, if it be, then do help us. We ask and pray that thou wilt meet then with the cases of thy people. Thou knowest those that have been praying their way along. Maybe that someone has been in deep concern and exercise regarding the services of thy house today and has been praying for some evidence, some token for good. Then, dear Lord, we pray that their request and their petition may be realised and answered this day to thy praise and thy glory. Then do help. Oh, we ask that thou wilt satisfy the longing soul and fill the hungry soul with goodness, and thou make thy goodness pass before us. It may be a day when we shall say, oh, it is good for me to go up to the house of our God, to say I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Then, Lord, do help, do make us right, do keep us right, and draw near and nigh unto us. Oh, we want, we pray, we seek for thy blessing. We seek, Lord, to hear thy voice, for a sweet, blessed, gracious revelation of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Reveal thyself to us here this day. Now, Lord, as thy people, as some of them, dear Lord, are in a bereavement's path, we pray thou comfort their hearts. Be with the widows and the widowers, and be with those then of lost near and dear, and mother, father, brother, sister, child, grandchild, grandchild, lost grandparent. Lord, do graciously help. And we ask, Lord, that thou be with those then that have lost near ones and will stand around a grave, if thy will, in the days of the week. Lord, and Lord, as it's been owned, Lord, that they fear not thy name, but dear Lord, we do pray that it may be a time when they shall be awakened, when the death of one near and dear to them will be the means of quickening them to life, that as they see that a coffin lowered into the grave, there may be that realisation that they too will have to be lowered into a grave one day. And where will their soul be? Where will my soul be? Then, Lord, do help us. Oh, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. 'Tis all of grace in Christ's obedience, clothed and washed in his blood. so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. We pray for all in sickness and affliction's path. Do put thy healing hand, do heal, do restore, raise to health and strength, bless means used. Lord, those that have ordeals in front of them, pray that be with them and help them. Those that undergo treatment, Lord, do bless it to them. And those that yet need to find a cure. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless. Means used. Oh, but dear Lord, could it please thee? Oh, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Oh, that sinners may approach unto thee and find answers of peace. Hear prayer for our nation, appear for us. Remember us in thy mercy, do turn us. We pray from our paths of sin and iniquity and turn unto God and to godliness. Our Lord, we do pray, thou hear prayer. And Lord, as our archbishops have called for a day of prayer, so Lord, may there be given prayer. May there be given that true humbling of ourselves before thee in contrition and godly sorrow and repentance over sin. Lord, do then help us. We do pray that thou wilt remember others in the world. That some of them are persecuted. Do graciously help them. Uphold them, support them. And pray that may thy goodness pass before them. Give them that grace to endure. And have mercy on the persecutors also. And then, Lord, there's war and bloodshed. Do bring peace in this trouble-stricken world. Do then graciously help. Lord, we would not multiply any more words, but pray thou make up where we fail and pardon where we ask amiss. Lord, and do bless to us now the service of thy house is done. Do come now and fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth and touch my lips so that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 308, the second part, and we'll sing down to verse 7. If this be, Lord, thy way, then who can hope to gain that prize such numbers never seek, such numbers seek in vain. Hymn 308, the second part, down to verse 7.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Luke chapter 24. I'll read from verse 36 to verse 39. Luke 24, verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Verse 38, and he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? What a question. It's a question with a genuine inquiry behind it, a concern. Why sometimes a parent may go to their child who seems distressed and upset, is crying, and they say to them, Why? What is the matter? And why, and very often, you know, that the child has nothing really a matter, but they seem to be very distressed. And, oh, and the Lord here, he says to his dear disciples, and it may be he's saying this to someone here this morning, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? There are, of course, many reasons why a child is troubled. And there are many reasons why a child of God is troubled. Yes, and why, dear soul, there are those things of providence. There are those things in grace. There are those great mountains of impossibility. There are those, there's that darkness, that sometimes that darkness that seems to be able to be felt. There seems to be no way. And your poor unbelieving heart and mine as well. Why, yes, we think this is going to be the end of all. But dear soul, the Lord asks this question, Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? What is the Lord saying? You know, this struck me this morning. Why we read at the breakfast table this, and for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee, and a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. Yes, why are ye troubled? In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. Yes, no chasing for the present seemed to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Yes, you say, but there is a but. A little wrath I hid my face from thee, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on thee. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Why are ye troubled? You know, let's just go back earlier here in the chapter. Why, here are these two on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus draws near to them. And why? And he says to them, what manner of communications are these that you have one with another as you walk and are sad? Why were they sad? I don't know whether this is the case with anyone here. Why are ye sad? Why are ye troubled? Why they were troubled, this may be how you feel. That all your hope, you put all your hope in and upon Christ. We trusted to being he that should redeem Israel. Beside this, today's the third day since these things were done. The Lord's dead. The Lord's buried. And today's the third day. Oh, we trusted being he that should redeem Israel. Sinner, dear soul, you know what it is to feel your hope is gone. Then you'll know, why are you troubled? Why are you troubled? Yes, you see, the disciples and those that were with them, and it's very evident that Mary Magdalene is one of those that are here, according to the other Gospels. Why? Yes, and the Lord has done great things for her, whereof she was glad. There were seven evil spirits cast out. Surely she had much reason to be joyful, to be thankful unto the Lord for all his goodness, mercy and kindness unto her. But now, he's dead. He's buried. He's in the grave. That where you feel? Is that where you feel this morning, dear soul? All your hope is gone. And the devil comes in like a flood and says, say, you're just totally deceived. There's no work of grace in your heart. If you were one of the Lord's people, you wouldn't be feeling like this. You'd be able to look up. You'd be able to believe. Yes, then all would easy be. It's not like that, is it, dear soul? And it wasn't like that with the disciples either. And the Lord still works in this same blessed way in sinners' hearts. What for? To make them sick of self and fond of Him. Peter says unto you that believe is precious. And dear soul, perhaps you and I have prayed like this in the past. Lord, make thyself more and more precious to my poor never dying soul. Yes. And dear soul, and this is part of the way that he chooses to make himself more and more precious to your poor never dying soul. Dear soul, he hides. Yes, he hides himself. But dear soul, he mercifully appears. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Well, as we've begun here, a poor soul then that feels their hope is gone and their hope is lost. And that you are utterly deceived. But dear soul, you still cannot give up, can you? You still cannot give up. You may be full of darkness, full of distress, full of sorrow. But you've still come to chapel this morning with a little who can tell. Why? Because deep down in your heart, there's something called faith that still looks heavenward, that still looks beyond impossibilities. That he is able to make his goodness pass before us in the way. Why? Because, yes, deep down in your heart, you mull over God's word. And you think of this one and that one. And how the Lord mercifully appeared unto them. Why, you go right back here into the book of the Exodus. Why, poor Moses. Why, this one that was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. He's been up in the mountain. He comes down and the children of Israel are worshipping a golden calf. And the Lord says that he will not go with them. I will send an angel before thee. Previously the Lord has said he'd go with them. And now he said he'd send an angel. And what did Moses do? Moses went to prayer. And we've got his prayer here in Exodus 33:13. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people. Well, that's the end of his prayer. There are verses before, which you may read at your leisure. But the Lord answers him. And Israel, and the Lord answered him with this: "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Why are ye troubled? Israel, yes, the Lord promises that he will go with Moses. Moses wants some other assurance. Why, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Yes, Israel, you see, it comes down to very personal experience, does it not? Yes, Moses is the one that is leading the children of Israel into the promised land. Everybody wants to know that the Lord is with me. And is there a dear soul here this morning? You want to know the Lord is with you. You can say amen to what dear Moses says here. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. What do you think of that hymn, dear soul? 736. Show me some token, Lord, for God, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. Well, it's written there with the psalm in mind, 86, and I think verse 17. The psalmist prays, show me a token for God. And the Lord here shows Moses a token for God. But what I wanted to come to, dear soul, was this. The Lord says, my presence shall go with thee. You will know, if you know your Bible at all, quite a well-known chapter, Isaiah chapter 41. And the Lord says this. Yes, why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Dear soul, look at it like this. Why, the Lord here says to his people, yes, not just these people in Isaiah's day, but these people found in Swasey Chapel this morning, yes, for I, the Lord thy God, will. Not I might, I may. I use this expression. I will if you're a good boy or a good girl, a good man or a good woman. It doesn't say that. It puts no condition on it, upon it, poor dear soul. No condition. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Now, Moses, he had the Lord, the promise of the Lord's presence. You know, this, I look at this word, to me it seems as great or if not greater than that word there in Exodus 33. Because why it is, God cannot hold your hand and mine without him being present. And furthermore, dear soul, he speaks. And when he speaks, dear soul, his word is with power and unction of the Holy Spirit. I believe I'm right. My memory's correct. I haven't got a very good memory. But our brother prayed in the vestry a moment ago that the word may be the word of a king. There is power. And dear soul, there is power here. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Yes, and how many came to chapel this morning with that cry of that dear woman, Lord, help me. Fear not, I will help thee. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. I fear, for I the Lord thy God. You just try for a moment to think of this. I, the Lord, thy God. Thy God. Why, let's go over. Isaiah 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Let's go backwards on the verse. Thou art mine. What does that lovely hymn say? By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Thou art mine. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? See, I have called thee by thy name. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name. First of all, it's he that formed thee. He that formed thee. Hymn number 64. What does it say to us here about being formed? The sovereign ruler of the skies. Verse 3, he that formed in the womb, he shall guide me to the tomb. All my times shall ever be ordered by thy wise decree. He that formed thee, formed us in the womb. Yes, he created us, yes. And he that formed us, created thee, O Jacob. Yeah. But Jacob's name was changed, wasn't it? To Israel. As a prince, thou hast power with God and hast prevailed. Yes, and it's why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season. Dear Jacob, yes, why he was to be formed. He'd been created. Just the same as you and I have. We're here in the chapel this morning, created. Created in the world. Now, for that work of grace, to be formed. To be formed. Again, this forming. Why? It's found here again, isn't it, in this same prophecy. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. The rock whence ye are hewn. Why, the rock that's taken out of the quarry of nature. Yes, and it's got to be built, hasn't it? As Peter tells us, these lively stones built up. Yes. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priest who offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. It's a... These rocks, you and I, this old, taken out of the quarry of nature. Some of us have got some ugly lumps, some ugly corners, and we don't sit very square to the rest of the building. And those ugly lumps and ugly corners have got to come off. And the heavenly mason will take them off. And it may be the cold hammer and chisel. But dear soul, they will come off. Why, you see a mason or even a bricklayer for that part at his work. Why, and he will get a stone. And he will know just how to hit that stone. You've probably seen bricklayers, they take a brick, their brick trowel, and they hold the brick up in the left hand in all probability and smite it with the right hand with the trowel in their hand, and that brick breaks in half. Because it needs to be fitted into that wall. Then perhaps there's still a little piece that is in the way. And it needs another strike, yes, at the hammer of the chisel. Some of those ugly pieces, they got names to them, you know. One's called pride. It's got to come off. Another corner is called obstinate. And another corner is called stubborn. Self-will. So we might go on. Do we touch a chord? Do we touch a chord? Yes, but there's a form there. Jacob, why he's come, gone to Padan Aram, he's served Laban. He now leaves Laban's house, leaves his service. Laban chases after him. There's quite an argument in the way. Then he goes on. And Jacob went on his way. This old, is it where you think you are this morning? Wasn't long, was it? Poor old Jacob. There were those messengers that come and say, Esau's coming to meet thee, and that with 400 men. What are you going to do now? The same, dear soul, is what you're going to do. Get on your knees. What did Jacob do? He committed his way unto the Lord. He trusted in him. Yes, this whole. And he comes here. Why? He divides all the cattle and so with into these bands. And his wife and his children, he wives and his children, he sends over the brook. Send it all over the brook, dear soul. And Jacob is left alone. Yes, but there he prayed. Prayer is squeezed, is wrung out of his heart. Yes, and some of us know a little what that is, don't we? Yes. Yes. Formed. Yes. Yes, dear soul, where you and I are made fit. For the master's use. Where, dear soul, you and I fitted and prepared to be placed in that wall, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house. It's all God's work, God's grace. You see, dear soul, it's for, fear not, for I have. Dear soul, it goes on here. Yes, Jacob, he prayed, I will not let thee go. He was asked to let go. He was there wrestling. Wrestling prayer can wonders do. Bring relief through deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Dear soul. Have you been saying secretly? Perhaps it's not been a long prayer by far. But you've perhaps thought, if only I knew how to pray. Dear soul, what you and I didn't realise is, that the Lord looks down from heaven and he hears the groaning of the prisoner. We didn't realise that there was real prayer in our groans, did we? And perhaps we don't realise it now. But blessed be his name, he looks down from the height of his heavenly sanctuary. Why are ye troubled and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Why? Because he does regard the prayer of the destitute, and he doesn't despise their prayer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Ah, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. For I have redeemed thee. Why are ye troubled? Oh, redeemed. The price has been paid. The price of the redemption is all of your poor soul and mine has been paid. Why, I don't seem to be following this text properly, but there's a why you're troubled. This price of redemption has been paid. What does he say here? Peace be unto you. He pronounces peace to them first. Then he asks them, why are you troubled? Isn't that like a parent with a child? Look, there's nothing a matter. Everything's all right. Peace I leave. Peace be with you. What does the dear Lord say to us here in John's Gospel? Why, this wonderful chapter 14. Peace. He says this prior to his death on Calvary's cross. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. See, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. The chapter starts like this, doesn't it? Let not your heart be troubled. Why? But here, peace I leave with you. Well, he comes then. In the midst of all this darkness, in the midst of all your distress, dear soul, and in the midst of those dire temptations, the adversary of your soul, perhaps just when when you're feeling at the so low. And he comes. Here they were they were gathered together here in this Rome. Yes. As the other gospel says, for fear of the Jews. And dear soul, and you may be feeling shut off from everything and everybody. And poor soul, you may be feeling cast down about everything. You may be feeling cast down. What does dear David say to us here in these two Psalms, 42 and 3? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. is, oh, the time of love will come when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Peace I leave with you. Yes, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Tis all, it's his blessed free gift to poor dying sinners. And it's a gift, dear soul, that's not merited by you and I, is it? Why? Because it speaks of eternal life. It's peace. Ah, this peace that he's wrought out on Calvary's cross. This blessed, glorious redemption. This price that he's paid. Why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation. Not as the world giveth gaiet unto you. But let not your heart be troubled. Is there a poor sinner here this morning? Yes, that feels lost and undone. Let not your heart be troubled. Why, let's go to this dear soul. That dear woman that we read of here in the Gospels. You know, she came here to Simon the Pharisee's house. And dear soul, and it seems that she wasn't invited. But she came, nonetheless. And here she is, washing the feet of Christ, wiping them with the hairs of her head. Yes, she's washing his feet with her tears. With her tears. The tears of true godly sorrow and repentance. And it is all as though the Lord speaks here to the likes of such here in Swayze Chapel this morning. Yes. To a poor sinner, yes, low at his footstool. Yes, washing his feet with tears, wiping with the hairs of your head. And the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. He has said, peace I leave with you. Peace be unto you. Why are you troubled? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Tis all, he has paid the price. He has suffered in your place, room and stead. Amazing grace, sweet the sound. To say the wretch like me, I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he'd have saved my soul from danger, interpose his precious blood. Dear soul, Does the adversary come in? Has he just come, as it were, in the back of the chapel? Has he drawn up beside you and says, yes, but you don't know, you've never seen the Lord? I take Peter's word, dear soul, to send him away. Yes, whom having not seen, we love. We've heard. We've heard his voice, like by blind Bartimaeus. And we've cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he's come and he stood still and he says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Let not your heart be troubled. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Here's my heart, Lord. Take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. This blessed Jesus. Well, I shall have to leave a few thoughts for this morning. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your heart?
God willing, Mr. Field will address the Sunday school this afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Mr. Chapman will, God willing, preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Ian Sadler next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday school. And a reminder that there's a Free Grace Evangelistic Association meeting at the primary school on Saturday. Let us close with hymn 350. Ye pilgrims of Zion and chosen of God, whose spirits are filled with dismay, since ye have eternal redemption through blood, ye cannot but hold on your way. Hymn 350.
Thank you.
Lord, and may we each hold on our way, looking unto Jesus. Be with us then, the remainder of the day, this afternoon and evening. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.